Reach and Square, Kevin and Cranberry, Hannah and Crafton from Tom and Elaine, Garrett of Kaiser, West Virginia, from your family, that's Garrett Ferguson, Penny of Southold, New York, from the girls, and your husband, Pete, Lil of Crafton from Billy, Madison, Ian, Aunt Mallory, Tim of Allison Park from son Liam, and wife Fran, Pam of Avalon from Emil, Mischief Cleo, and Frankie, and Rebecca from your mom, Millie. On October 2nd, we have Adam of Crafton from Erica, Christopher, and Brianna, Marque of Dormont, Denise of Penn Hills, Christy from Jim and Colleen and family, Tanya of North Braddock from Mom, Nana, and Celeste, Wendy of Home, Pennsylvania from Holly, Scott, and Rusty. On October 3rd, K.A., happy birthday to you. Jill of Weirton, West Virginia from Alexis and Joseph, Emmett of Friendship, Susan of South Park from son Michael and husband Patrick, and Dawn from Lena in East Liverpool, Ohio.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's address and we will make sure they receive an official, colorful Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a uniformed person broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM, Grove City, WCUC-FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW-LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
My brain. Always ticking my brain. My brain is always ticking my brain. My brain's always ticking long as I'm alive and kicking my brain. Cool it, cluster my brain. My brain is steady working my brain. My brain is steady working, my brain. My brain is steady working, long as you keep that coffee perking, my brain. Cool little buster, my brain. up in the morning.
My brain.
Take it with me to bed. Take it
out.
My brain always ticking.
My brain.
I'm alive and kicking.
My brain.
Won't you catch me without it?
My brain.
It's my brain.
It almost sounds like my grain, but it's not my brain. The Moses Allison tune done by Robbie Folks here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Get ready, we're going to play Guess Who in just a few moments. And guess what? It requires your participation to make it work well. We'll give you the Guess Who initials shortly.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date today, Saturday, September 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Date is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
It seems like everybody is creating special days and special holidays. If you can have Donut Day, Hot Dog Day, Dog Day, Cat Day, why not Car-tober, a month, a special month, that we have hereby designated as a way to encourage you to yourself or perhaps somebody else you know to donate a car to SLB. It's a special campaign where you can donate a used vehicle, running or not, to SLB. Cars, trucks, RVs, boats, and more are eligible. Our partners will take care of pickup and all of the paperwork. For more information on how you can support SLB in this fashion, simply phone 855-500-RIDE or visit slbradio.careasy.org. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it is time to play Guess Who. We will give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. It could be just about anybody we have in mind. Somebody contemporary, maybe an entertainer. It could be somebody from the world of literature, sports, history, politics. No matter who it is, we believe it's probably a name you will recognize. Today's Guess Who initials are as follows. D. R. D. R. That's D as in Dormont, and R as in Rankin. D. R. Those are not clues, just a couple of places not too far from our broadcast area to make sure you got the letters correctly in your head. D-R. You may guess as many people as you would like, and I'll do my best to keep you posted on the guesses that come in as we play, the ones that are incorrect, that is. Are you ready to play Guess Who this morning? It's easy to jump right in and play along.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
The guesses are already coming in. James and Freiburg gets us started with Django Reinhardt. Great guest. Dan Rooney, Donna Reed, Dusty Rhodes, Dean Rusk, Danny Rifkin, and Didi Ramone. None of those is it, but those are all fabulous guesses. Among Tom's guesses, Don Rickles, Denise Richards, Diego Rivera, Debbie Reynolds, Daniel Radcliffe, and there are a few others I'll acknowledge in a little bit, but I see embedded within here the correct Guess Who answer. Nick and Susan in New York City, nice to have you back with us. They have Donna Reed, Diana Rigg, David Lee Roth, Broadway, Danny Rose, and Della Reese. And I don't see the correct answer in your list. They have a few more that I'll share. Doris Roberts, who is a great comic actress. It's not Doris Roberts. She's the one who played Raymond's mother in Everybody Loves Raymond. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Bruce in Ingram has Donna Reed. What was the name of that show Donna Reed had again? It was, The Donna Reed Show. And Dan Rather. Are you safer with Rather? Or do you think you would be more... No. I don't know what's gotten into me today. None of those. Karen in Kaiser, West Virginia has Don Redman from Mineral County, one of their colleagues. It's not Don Redman, but Ed and Karen say hello to you and guess you. And here's Don Rickles from Mike and Mars. 412-200-5975. John in Carrick has Debbie Reynolds. And Bill in Lucius Borough has Donna Reed and Dan Rather. None of those. DR, today's Guess Who Guesses. Tommy, I'm so glad you're with us. We are hearing from Tommy, who is... We just got your email a few moments ago. Not a guess, but just saying hello, and thank you for doing that. Dolores Riordan guesses Richard on the north side. Also Don Rickles, Darius Rucker, and the correct answer. Dolores Riordan is an Irish singer, songwriter, lead vocalist of the Cranberries. Our guesses are DR. Mike adds Dan Rowan. That's a good one from Rowan and Martin's Laughing. If you're new to Guess Who, it's up to you to try to figure out the one person we have in mind, the person's initials. DR. DR. And we will continue to take your guesses, and you'll hear me mentioning guesses that have come in that are incorrect. And here's hoping you'll take a guess at 412-200-5975. Here comes Aline with the correct answer. We've had more correct answers than usual this morning by this time of the cycle on Guess Who. 412-200-5975. Here's some that Tom and McCandless had. He did have the correct answer. He also had Dan Rice, Donald Reagan. Dan Reisman, author of The Lonely Crowd. David Rockefeller. Dennis Rodman. Deborah Roberts, Debbie Rowe. And Diana Rigg. And Nick and Susan, I provided some of theirs earlier, but not all of them. They also had Dan Rowan, Dan Rooney, Darlene Rodriguez, David Ruffin, and Daisy Ridley. Great guesses. They did not have the correct guess. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts, just guessed by Linda. And good morning to Darren, who just asked if we mentioned Della Reese. We did have a guess of Della Reese, but I'm glad you mentioned her as well, Darren. Della Reese is a great guess. 412-200-5975-DR. Are the Guess Who initials? I think it's a little too early for me to give you a hint. Debbie Reynolds, just guessed by Linda. Every incorrect guess that I mentioned so far is a hint in and of itself. Comes Rick in Highland Park with the correct answer. He got it by deduction. He said, I do not think that blank has been mentioned yet, and you are correct. Continue to take your calls, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. We'll take a moment, give you some music to think by. Again, our Guess Who initials are DR. 412-200-5975. Or 1-888-752-7234.
Looking at the world through the sunset in your eyes. Traveling the train through clear Moroccan skies. Ducks and pigs and chickens gone. Animal carpet wall to wall. American ladies 5 foot tall in blue. Sweeping cobwebs from the edges of my mind. Had to get away to see what we could find. I hope the days that lie bring us back to where they've led. Listen not to what's been said to you. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh all along. From Casablanca going south, blowing smoke rings from the corners of my mouth. Colored cotton singing in the air, charming cold.
square. Striped gilet we can wear at home. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? Don't you know we're riding on the Marrakesh Express? They're taking me to Marrakesh. All on board the train. All on board the train.
His name is Richie Arndt. And you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, 412-200-5975. Last call for DR. Today's Guess Who Initials. We've had a few correct answers. Rick in Highland Park. Aline also had it. Richard on the north side. And Tom and McCandless, all with correct answers. Gary just guessed Don Rickles. Our Guess Who answer. Oh, I see Darius Rucker just guessed by David. And also Dave Rawlings, both singers, and that's the right track to be on the singer track. Hello to Bonnie up on Observatory Hill. Bonnie, I missed your SoundHound guess earlier today. Sometimes the Facebook messages come through a little later than we would like them to come through. A great guess. Gary, listen to this. He guessed Dash Riprock. I wish it were. Does anybody know who Dash Riprock is? Where you are listening, do you happen to know? He also guessed Duke Rebillard, the great musician. Dash Riprock was the Hanson. Wait a minute. I might be wrong. I was going to say the Flintstones, but am I right? The Flintstones? Or was he on the Beverly Hillbillies? I think it's the Beverly Hillbillies, yes. Long-running and influential New Orleans band known for cowpunk and roots rock music, or Dash Riprock, a fictional character on the TV show. Oh, on both. It's two Dash Riprocks in one. Does anybody know the details there? So there is a band that I mentioned, and a character that was on the Flintstones and the Beverly Hillbillies, played by the same person. That's a trivia question that we could have asked flipping. Like who? What character played both roles? I never knew that. D.R. Let's declare it. Dash Riprock is the correct answer. It's not. Larry and Vanessa, you just got the correct answer by deduction. And K-Bear, listening with John and Economy Borough, you just got the correct answer. Thank you. I hope that you have heard us acknowledge your Guess Who guest today. It's hard for us to answer all of the messages that come in. Other than verbally. But congratulations to you. If you knew that today's Guess Who answer is this person. Great, Diana Ross. Talk to me, will you?
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Diana Ross today is Guess Who? The Queen of Motown, lead singer of the Supremes, and still active and touring at the age of 81.
I know you must follow the sun wherever it leads. If you should miss my lover one of these old days, if you should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours so tenderly, just remember.
We're going to hear the name of the song now, finally. Congratulations, if you came up with Diana Ross. I mentioned the names of our correct answers before. Steve and Sharon noted two things about Dash Riprock. First, there is some controversy as to whether he was truly on the Flintstones or not, based on internet resources. I can't dig into it now, but it looks like some say he was, some say he wasn't. And secondly, regardless of the answer, he was played by a person in Uniontown, a born actor named Larry Pennell. So that's great information. Congratulations again. I think I've got all the names. Larry and Van and Kay Bear came up with it. Rick in Highland Park. Elaine, one of our maniacs. Richard on the north side. And Tom and McCandless all coming up with Diana Ross. We have a brand new game coming up in our next segment, so we hope you'll stick around for that. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLV Radio Productions.
Down Joshua for the Battle of Jericho. You and I, white, black, and brown, we gotta fight collides like David Bowling. If we will but make a right choice, if we will but make heard our voice, cause we're on the move now, not about to turn around. We're on the move now, we're standing on ground. How long?
Not long.
How long?
Not long.
Oh, you should be marching on, cause we're on the move now, not about to turn around.
You haven't loved and your blood was spilled in vain. All I got is my sweet little ass. Why am I down in rain and darkness? Can I put out darkness? Only I can do that, oh yes. We're on the move now, not about to turn around.
We're on the move now, we're standing on ground.
How long?
How long?
Boy, it's truth been marching on, cause we're on the move now, not about to turn around.
Satisfy and participate in the beauty of diversity. Let those on the outskirts of hope come to the metropolis of spirit. Let us roll down like a mighty stream. Resurrect our American dream, cause
we're on the move now, not about to turn around. We're on the move now, we're standing on ground.
Hello,
hello,
hello.
Hello.
Oh, you sweet thing, my hello,
hello,
hello. Oh, you sweet thing, my hello,
hello,
hello.
Oh,
you sweet thing, my hello.
Live in our studios at the Saturday Light Brigade from May 12th, 2018. Those guys are amazing. A group called Folk Faces. Elaine says that she and her gang saw Diana Ross in Portland last year, Portland, Maine. And how great a show it was. And she strikes me as somebody who will keep performing as long as she continues to put on great shows like that. I'm glad you had a chance to see her.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date today, Saturday, September 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Date is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
Today is registration day at our Youth Media Center, and that means it's a special all-out welcoming effort for teens to take a first-time tour, or maybe you've been here before, join us. An open house-style registration event today between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. You can learn about what's new at the YMC this fall. Tour our space, meet fellow teens in our programs, and register for the coming year. Activities today are free, as are our programs. Family members also welcome. Join us today, September 27th, between 10 and 2. If you like Guess Who, you might like this game. We'll see how you do. So far, we're going to call the game, What Do You Get? Or Who Do You Get? Might be the better question. Who do you get? The only way I can explain this game is by giving you an example. We are going to describe two people. The last name of the first person is the first name of the second person. And it's your job to come up with what you get when you cross them. And here's the one and only example I'll give you, because the others are too good to not let you figure out. What do you get when you cross an older NBC talk show host with a newer NBC talk show host? Well, the older one is Johnny Carson. The newer one is Carson Daly. So what you get is Johnny Carson Daly. Get it? So what do you get? We'll start with a few that are relatively easy. What do you get when you cross the man who took a Chevy to the levee with the man who played Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake on television? What do you get when you cross the man who took a Chevy to the levee with the man who played Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake on television? And what do you get when you cross a comic actor, writer, banjo player with an esteemed film director? Any ideas? I hope you'll share your answers with us, and I would welcome your challenges if you want to try a puzzle of your own on me.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Mike and Marv says we should call this game binomial linkages. It is kind of like that. So the man who took a Chevy to the levee crossed with the man who played Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake on television. Any ideas who that would be? It's time to connect. Indeed, share your answer with us at 412-200-5975. Oh, Kara got the one that I thought was more difficult. A comedian, comic actor, banjo player, author with a noted film director Steve Martin Scorsese. Well done, Kara. And it looks like Rich in Freeport came up with the man who took a Chevy to the levee, crossed with the man who played Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake on TV. That's none other than Don McLean Stevenson. John Anacostia Borough just got that as well. How about a one-time home run king and a U.S. Supreme Court justice? One-time home run king and a U.S. Supreme Court justice. Oh, I like this. An American who created art crossed with a character created by an American artist. That's hard. An American who created art crossed with a character created by an American artist. We'll see how you do. Patrick in Stanton Heights also knew Don McLean. Oh, yes, he got Don McLean Stevenson, and he just buzzed in with the one-time home run king and the U.S. Supreme Court justice. We'll leave that out for another moment before revealing the answer. By the way, share your answer with us at 412-200-5975. And John in Economy Borough and Patrick in Stanton Heights both knew that the home run king crossed with the Supreme Court justice is Babe Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Babe Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And this one's awfully tough, I think. The American who created art with a character created by an American artist. I need to think. I don't know if there's a way to make this. Well, the American who created art has an Arizona city as his first name. Gives you a little bit of a clue, perhaps. What do you get when you cross one of the first guitar heroes with a famous lumberjack? One of the first guitar heroes with a famous lumberjack. I must confess, Ricky wrote a lot of these, and Ricky, these are good. These are quite good. Some of them are stumping me. And I have the answers, but they're still stumping me. Our number is 412-200-5975, so take a city in Arizona to help you come up with the American who created art crossed then with a character created by an American artist. Easier, I think, is one of the first guitar heroes crossed with a famous lumberjack. 412-200-5975. or 1-888-752-7234. And joining us on the air is David in Grove City. Good morning, yes. David. How are you?
Good morning.
Nice to
good.
Hear your voice. I can't wait to hear which one you have.
Yes, it's Les Paul Bunyan.
Les Paul Bunyan is absolutely correct. The other one, well, we'll see. Somebody's calling. Before I give it away, we'll see if somebody knows. The other one. Do you want to try a different one? Another one?
No, my brain's pretty well shot right now.
I understand. These are they're fun, but they can be they're hard to get in real time. I think.
I love it though. I love that you do these on Saturday morning. It's just wonderful.
Oh, thank you, Dave. I really appreciate that. And thanks for calling us. Take care.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too. And we're going to take a few more phone calls. You can phone us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. John is in the car right now. Hi, John. Hi, John.
How are you doing, Larry?
Good. How are you this morning?
I'm well. Thank you.
Good. Do you have one of these?
Yeah, the one with the artist who created the...
Oh, good.
Other one. It's Winslow Homer Simpson.
Winslow Homer Simpson is exactly it. Very well done.
Excellent.
Do you want to try another one? Are you able to? Or is it a little tough to multitask?
I haven't heard any recent ones, so I'll see if I can get it.
I was going to give you a brand new one. This one, let me see. I should have had one. This one should be right up your alley. A legendary singer piano player crossed with a legendary cartoonist. And let's say a legendary rhythm and blues singer, piano player, crossed with a legendary cartoonist.
Oh, wow.
If it doesn't come to you, it's just a way of creating opportunity for others.
Well, I'll have to think about this one off the air.
Okay, I'll give you one more. A 1968 presidential candidate and a movie icon. 1968 Democratic presidential candidate and a movie icon. These are hard in real time.
Who did Nixon? 68.
Yes, he ran against Nixon.
Humphrey Bogart.
You got
Hubert
it.
Humphrey Bogart.
Hubert Humphrey Bogart. You did it. John, thank
right,
you.
Cool.
Right. Thank you for calling us. Whereabouts are you? You're in Gibsonia?
Yeah, that's right. I'm actually driving right now.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking a minute out to give us a call. We sure appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you, Larry. Love the show.
Thanks so much. And now, here's another one. Well, first, we have one out, right? Legendary R&B singer, piano player crossed with a legendary cartoonist. And how about this one? The leading cricket and a Hollywood actress. Sometimes one of the people is the one you got to focus on. And in this case, I would say the leading cricket is the one you need to focus on. So what do you get when you cross a leading cricket with a Hollywood actress? And the other is, what do you get when you cross a legendary R&B singer, piano player, with a legendary cartoonist. Not sure which one you would focus on there. 412-200-5975. Oh my goodness, there's a lot of text messages coming in that I should be looking at. Gail also knew Les Paul Bunyan. And here's Patrick with a challenge for me, a famous tennis player and the person who the most famous comet is named after. It's got to be Halley or Haley. A tennis player whose last name... I'm going to have to think about that. Maybe you know the correct answer. 412-200-5975. Rich in Freeport knows what happens when you cross the R&B piano player, legendary, with the cartoonist, legendary. You get Ray Charles Schultz. Karen in Kaiser, West Virginia, representing the McDonald's, came up with that as well. Martha and Bill also knew Ray Charles Schultz. And Rich in Freeport just got the latest one, the leading crickets and the Hollywood actor. Crossing those, you get Buddy Holly Hunter. Buddy Holly Hunter. John Boy Walton's portrayer with a famous choo-choo. What do you get when you cross John Boy Walton's portrayer with a famous choo-choo? 412-200-5975. And what do you get when you cross a frustrated TV farmer, the actor who played a frustrated TV farmer, with a world-famous physicist? 412-200-5975.
Streetcar ain't going too fast. Headed for the schoolyard. Streetcar, coming in last. Bang along that track, ain't working too hard. Sitting on the sandbox, pretend I'm in control. Back and forth across the county riding. Stopping in the morning dew to watch the sun come up. Playing a little catch down at the siding. Streetcar, making me late. Digging me down on the levee. Streetcar, with your precious freight. Damn, your load, it must be heavy. Straining every timber as you're plunging through the woods. Listen to your windows almost breaking. Whistling down the bottom, then up to Clayton Road. Gotta stop, pull up, pick up some little old lady. Wasn't you fine? And we played so hard. Streetcar, on down the line. headed for the schoolyard. Give me that old streetcar and that cinder box of pine, where I can climb aboard. I've been playing so hard. Streetcar, streetcar, wasn't you fine? Headed for the schoolyard. So slow, headed for the schoolyard. Southbound, anywhere you go, hang along that track and we're getting too far.
That's John Hartford at the Saturday Light Brigade, Streetcar, from the album Morning Bugle. A famous tennis player and the person who the most famous comet is named after. I think we make that the person, the most famous comet is named after is Edmund Halley. Right, for Halley's Comet. And I think the tennis player is Halley Baptiste. I believe I've got that correct. Thank you, Patrick, for sharing that. Mike and Mars got Richard Thomas the Tank Engine. That's what you get when you cross the actor that played Jod Boy with a famous choo-choo. And the actor that played a frustrated TV farmer crossed with a famous physicist is Eddie Albert Einstein. Oh, excellent, Steve. I didn't realize you gave me the answer to this. A famous, and I'll say a fictitious millionaire crossed with a famous real Las Vegas singer. That one was tough. That one's really good. Any ideas? Oh, Patrick had a different answer. He had Kyle Edmund Halley. And Kyle Edmund is a British tennis player. Interesting. Thank you. That's a much better fit than the answer I tried. A famous, fictitious Playboy millionaire crossed with a famous real Vegas singer is Bruce Wayne Newton. I think we shared all our answers. Indeed, we did. If you missed any, let us know. Now, coming up, we've got something exciting. The Urban Impact Jazz Band is here. There's a great brass section, keyboard, drums, more. I haven't had a chance to head out there yet, but I'm going to. They're warming up, going through a sound check right now, and they are going to join us just after the top of the hour, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. Nice job writing all those clues. I'm gonna take the rest of the autumn off from writing. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations that include WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser West Virginia Mountain Streams.